With the political developments and that cabinet meeting, a proposal to change how third-level colleges are governed is among the items being considered by ministers this afternoon. The Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, is due to brief the government on draft laws which would see colleges being fined for breaching governance rules. For more, let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, what do we know of Simon Harris's plans now to, I think, bring in what is accepted would be some pretty fundamental changes in the way our third level system is run?
Yes, Brian, this is legislation that dates back to the early 1970s, and essentially the minister is going to update it and give the Higher Education Authority more power to oversee third level institutions. And its main focus will look at increased regulation in the area, perhaps, of governing boards. There is a view politically that they can be too big in some cases and that they are likely to be reduced, and there would be a focus on competency when it comes to representation on that board. And as well, if colleges or universities breach any rules, the regulator would, for the first time, have the power to either withhold funding or to fine them. And fairly strong financial penalties are being considered under this legislation. So it is a departure, and the government saying that what you're looking at here is a yearly spend of around 1.9 billion and that there has to be greater regulation of the sector as a result of that, while keen at the same time to maintain that academic independence of universities.
Yeah. Also on the table is the affordable housing bill being brought forward by Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. We heard him speaking about this on Maureen Ireland a little bit earlier. Opposition criticism, though, during the course of the morning.
There has been opposition criticism, and in particular, and unsurprisingly, it has focused in again on the shared equity scheme. The opposition adamant that the money there of around 75 million would be better spent, as they see it, building affordable and social homes directly. The government adamant, though, that it can deliver up to 2,000 homes or units per year over a four-year period. It was interesting too, Brian, that this morning that the committee here that was taking that first look at this legislation, the so-called pre-legislative scrutiny, they hadn't fully completed their work before Minister O'Brien brings these proposals to Cabinet. They're still making recommendations. So there was criticism on that front and accusations that the Minister wasn't listening to the opposition on these points.
Very good. Micheál Lehane, political correspondent. Thank you for that.